First City Homeless Services new warming center and the nonprofit's day shelter both operate out of First United Methodist Church, where Herbaly is a pastor. The day shelter has offered services for quite a few years. Herbaly started out both her presentations with statistics for that daytime shelter.
We have seen 294 individuals, 5,602 times since January 1. Those are men and women and children who have come to the day shelter, to seek food. We serve breakfast 7 days a week and a brown bag lunch on Saturday.
Herbaly says that in October, the nighttime warming center has seen 47 individuals. Those 47 people used the night service more than 250 times.
In November, we've already registered 5 more individuals. We average double digits every single night. Last night, there were 13. Last Sunday, there were 20. It's raining, it's cold. We will be seeing more individuals.
A warming center operated out of the Salvation Army last winter, too, but that facility wasn't available for continued use. The city of Ketchikan provided funds for this winter's warming center. The $80,000 grant pays for 4 employees to staff the center. Herbaly says they are working toward state and federal grants to pay for future operations. The new warming center and day shelter at the church provide food and a safe indoor space for homeless and inebriated people.
So during the day, there will be intoxicated men and women, and at night, there will be intoxicated men and women who otherwise would be on the street and have no other place to go. That is the primary focus of First City Homeless Services, to keep people alive.
The Park Avenue Homeless Shelter is another option in the city, but does not admit people under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Herbaly says the warming center's doors are open for walk-ins from 8 to 10 p.m. After 10, only people brought to the shelter by police or emergency services are allowed in. She says police brought people to the warming center 10 times in October, and emergency services brought 1 person. One of the benefits of the warming center is providing a place for people who need to sleep off substance use but don't need medical intervention. Herbaly says the primary drawback at the shelter is that it doesn't have a sprinkler system that limits what can be provided.
We can't offer pillows and blankets and cots. This is the part of the sheltering that breaks my ethical heart and my moral heart, in that these are men and women who I say, yes, you can come in here and sleep, but there's the floor.
Herbaly says the warming center also can't take anyone under 18 because it's just one big room with a divider to separate men from women. 2 people have been banned from the shelter, she says, one for hygiene problems and the other for behavior issues. Assemblymember Judith McQuarrie told Herbaly that she had heard other communities were sending homeless people to Ketchikan because of the services offered. Herbaly says she heard that rumor too, but there isn't any evidence to support it. Assemblymember Alan Bailey asked about the screening process for people using the warming center. He was concerned that some people who come there might need medical attention for substance abuse. Herbaly says the center trusts the judgment of police and emergency services personnel who bring people to the shelter. For those who walk in on their own, she says center employees have a process.
We do a visual assessment. We don't make people blow to see how intoxicated they are. We based it on their cooperation when they come through the door.
The center also provides food, which absorbs alcohol and helps people sleep. So far, Herbaly says nobody admitted into the center has later had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. Ketchikan's warming center will provide nighttime shelter through winter and early spring. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.